Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at this evening's headlines. Donegal has been allocated €69 million of funding for projects and maintenance of the roads network. The Department of Education is pausing the review into SNA allocations. The Donegal Cancer Flights and Services Committee secured a meeting with Transport Minister Dara O'Brien over the loss of the midday Dublin connection, and Donegal, alongside the border, could lose out in funding for major projects as a result of an EU reclassification of the region's economic status. These stories in full and more coming up, and Oisin Kelly will be here for a sports update at around 5:45. But first, Donegal has been allocated €69 million of funding for projects and maintenance of the roads network. €46 million will go towards regional roads, while the remaining €23 million will go to new projects and maintenance of national roads. Donal Kavanagh has more.
On the N15, the Lahey roundabout, which saw the first sod turn yesterday, receives €3,500,000, while Ballybofey pedestrian crossings receive €500,000. €2,300,000 is allocated to the Liscooley to Castlefin pavement scheme, while the Stranorer Main Street Letterkenny Road pavement programme receives €2 million. Phase 2 of the N14 Fedi Glass improvements receives €1,500,000, while on the N13, €1.1 million is allocated to works in Bridgend. The National Roads allocation includes a number of stretches on the N56. The Dunloe to Glenties major scheme receives €250,000. Protection and renewal works are facilitated, with Dunkaneely National School and Village receiving €180,000, Doonwell to Drumbrick €250,000, Gortahork to Vilcara €650,000, and Letterilly to Kilrain Junction €750,000 in two phases. There's also a comprehensive list of projects being funded on regional and local roads. Full details of all projects on our website, highlandradio.com.
The National Roads allocation also includes almost €2.5 million in dedicated funding for the Donegal 10T project, which incorporates the Twin Towns Bypass, the Bonagie Link and the Letterkenny Manor Cunningham Road. Junior Minister Charlie McConlogue is hopeful the 10T can go to planning shortly, and he says today's allocations will fund the preparation work necessary for this to happen.
It's a really strong funding from the Department of Transport for Donegal County Council for both regional and national road spending over the next year, with a total of €69 million allocated to the county for the year ahead. And that's broken down between €46 million, which will be spent on our regional roads and their upkeep, and indeed new developments and new projects across the county in relation to them, and also then €23 million new projects and for maintenance of our national roads as well. It's the fifth largest allocation in the country, which is a very strong one. I know Donegal County Council and our staff do exceptional work over the course of the year to keep our really extensive network of national and regional roads up to a high standard, and this funding is going to be really important for that. And particularly, I think it's important as well that within this funding today, we're seeing a continuation of the work and the development, for example, of the 10T projects, the Bonagie Link, the Lifford Manor, the work for the Lifford Manor, dual carriageway, as well as the Twin Towns Bypass, €2.5 million allocated for the year ahead to make sure that that work can continue in terms of bringing that project through to planning and getting it to the point where it's ready to go to tender. And likewise with any other projects across the county, this is a strong allocation, which I know will be really well used by Donegal County Council and our road staff, who do exceptional work over the course of the year and who will who very much depend on a strong funding allocation from national government to support that work.
The Department of Education is pausing the review into SNA allocations. In the Dáil this afternoon, the Taoiseach has acknowledged that schools are set to lose multiple SNAs in September as a result of a review, and that the change should be implemented gradually rather than in one go. Micheál Martin was responding to Donegal TD Charles Ward, who told the Dáil under a previous model, SNA supports were allocated based on a school-specific care needs. Now, he says a revised National Council for Special Education review process is using a much broader needs assessment. Using the example of Scully Rua Agus Nuala in Donegal Town, which is set to lose 2.5 SNAs, Deputy Ward said that model doesn't work, particularly in rural counties like Donegal.
Schools cannot meet the children's needs and they cannot provide essential care. This is not a threat This is the reality that's actually going on the ground, and children's safety and education and well-being are now at risk. So these cuts undermined inclusion and the breaches of principles of the UN Convention of the Rights of the Persons with Disabilities, which Ireland have signed up to. So I call for an urgent review, particularly of School Éireann Agus Nualla in Donegal Town, because they are in a desperate need, a desperate situation, and this review needs to be stopped and revisited immediately.
Part of the problem here is there probably hasn't been a review for a number of years, and the result has been, in my view, too severe in respect of some schools. No school should lose six, no school should lose four in any one year. The size of the school, School Éireann, again, 2.5 could be a significant hit to that school. I don't have the background and don't have the specifics. In my view, if an assessment is made by the NCSE that a certain school now doesn't really require the number of SNAs that it had 2 or 3 years ago, well, then it shouldn't hit the school with a shock decision. It should be done much more gradually, in my view. And I think that's the way to proceed here. And I think the minister now is going to sit down with the NCSE. They're going to work this out. Obviously, the NCSE and CNOs will engage with the schools concerned to see what we can do.
The Donegal Cancer Flights and Services Committee has secured a meeting with the Transport Minister, Dara O'Brien, over the loss of the midday Dublin connection. The group has been campaigning for more than 2 weeks and has gathered over 16,000 digital signatures on a petition, with additional physical signatures collected at a recent Donegal versus Mayo match. Representatives will meet the minister next Tuesday at 1:15pm at Leinster House. Donegal and the border could lose out on funding for major projects as a result of an EU reclassification of the region's economic status. The EU has upgraded the status of the West and Northwest to more developed, meaning that the amount of EU funding for major projects now falls from 60% to between 40 and 50%. The reclassification follows the release of new figures, showing that the GDP in the region has risen to 104% of the EU average. However, Councillor Jack Murray, chair of the Border Strategic Planning Area, says this figure hides a stark disparity within the region.
The European Commission has today announced that it's treating the entire northern western region now as a developed region rather than a region in transition, based on the GDP of the people of this region. But that's driven primarily by Galway City. Galway, Mayo and Roscommon have a GDP of about 130% of the EU average, whereas Donegal and other border counties are only at 70%, so we're still considerably lagging behind. Galway has very, very little economic impact on Donegal. Very few people will be employed in Galway from Donegal, but we're going to be punished nonetheless. There's real stark consequences to this, where the EU would have offered 60% of match funding for large-scale infrastructure projects. That could be now reduced to 40 or 50%. I'm worried that the Irish government have been reluctant to provide funding in the Northwest, even when they were getting 60%. So if this could reduce to 40 or 50, this could be very, very punishing for Donegal indeed. If this arbitrary line that makes up the northern and western region was redrawn, and Donegal was playing with other border counties, then we wouldn't be punished in this way.
What are you going to do to try and reverse this?
We've been meeting as a regional assembly now on Friday, and I'll be highlighting this as chairperson representing all the border counties. So we'll be looking to take this fight to Brussels. We'll be looking to get a commitment from the Irish government that they will continue to fund these projects they've agreed to, despite the higher rate that they need. But ultimately, I'm also a member of the Committee of the Region, so I'll be travelling to Brussels. I'll be raising this directly in the European Union and in the capital. I'll be meeting with Kathleen Function MEP and Lynn Boyle MEP, and we'll be trying to forge a strategy that we can resist this and make sure that Donegal is at long last prioritised and given the investment that it deserves.
Gardaí has issued a warning after fresh reports of scam callers impersonating Revolut staff. The callers claim suspicious activity has been detected on accounts and urge recipients to urgently confirm their personal details to protect their money. Garda Grainne Doherty told today's Greg Hughes show that the scammers are highly clever and deceptive, and urged the public to remain vigilant and never share personal or banking information over the phone.
This is a recent one, and I know, look, we have talked about this type of scam before from Revolut, but members of the public have been contacting us within the last few days to say that they've been receiving calls from a person they're purporting to call on behalf of Revolut. They might say there was suspicious activity in your account or that there was an attempt made to purchase goods. And they ask you to verify that transaction, and they then try to obtain your personal account details to try and fix this issue. Or they might ask you to transfer your funds to a new account that they claim is safe. So in some instances, they call out the first few digits off your Revolut card to you, and then they ask you to provide the remaining numbers off the card to them. And scammers will often, as with any scam, they try and create a sense of urgency and panic, you know, within you, and try and get you to hand over details that you wouldn't ordinarily provide to them. So Revolut will never call you out of the blue. Genuine support calls happen through their app, the in-app chat, and they confirm that call in advance with you. They won't ever ask you to make any payments. They won't ask you to share any verification, PIN numbers, passwords or security codes over the phone. Hang up immediately if a call is unexpected and report it via the Revolut app. So if you have already fallen victim to this scam, if you've shared information or if you've already made a monetary transfer, stop all communication with the scammer, secure your account, freeze your card in the app, the Revolut app, report the fraudulent transaction in the app and contact Revolut support via the app also for assistance and report the matter to Gardaí.
The Tánaiste says Ireland will focus on trying to find areas where the EU and US can work together during its upcoming EU presidency. The country takes on the position in the second half of this year. Speaking in Brussels today after a meeting of EU finance ministers, Simon Harris says Europe's strength lies in working together as a united bloc.
If we've learnt anything over the course of the last year, it's been when Europe actually stands united and prepares to respond as a united bloc, actually the United States often changes course. And we've seen that now on a couple of occasions. We saw it in relation to getting to a trade agreement. We also saw it in relation to Greenland. So our strength is actually working together.
An e-scooter has been stolen from the front of Letterkenny University Hospital. The vehicle was a grey Segway 9-bot and was taken at 10:50 a.m. on Wednesday morning. CCTV footage reveals a boy, estimated to be in his early teens, with brown hair and wearing a blue hoodie, taking the scooter from the bike stand near the front door and then riding it towards the front gate. Gardaí are asking anyone who saw him on the scooter in the area or who captured him on dashcam footage to get in touch with Letterkenny Garda Station. The excavation of a piece of land in County Wicklow is continuing today as Gardaí investigate the murders of Jojo Dullard and Deirdre Jacob. The search for evidence is focused on a quarry near the Kildare border. Ellen Butler reports.
The second day of the search operation is underway here in Castle Ruddery in West County Wicklow. At the moment, a number of forensic specialists are surveying the scene as a digger continues to excavate a large quantity of soil from a very small area of land. The site is about 10 miles from the village of Moon in County Kildare, where 21-year-old Jojo Dullard disappeared in 1995. These locals in Moon say they remember Jojo's disappearance well.
I remember like walking with my child like on the road and looking in the ditch like at every time. Hoping like hoping and not hoping at the same time that you would find something, closure for the family, really, like I mean, to try and see would we see something, you know.
Anything. The operation is also hoping to uncover evidence linked to the case of 18-year-old Deirdre Jacob, who was last seen outside her home in Newbridge in 1998. The search is expected to continue for a number of days. Ellen Butler in Castle Ruddery, County Wicklow.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to start your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 14 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio and Oisin Kelly is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ryan. A very good evening. We start with women's football. Well, a bit of women's football, talking about men's, because Carla Ward has revealed that FEI Chief Executive David Carrell is set to address the media soon in relation to the Men's Nations League. The Ireland's senior women's head coach was asked about the contentious games against Israel. The FEI have not spoken to the media since last week's draw. Ward believes that the players will need support throughout the process.
David, if I'm right in thinking, we'll be talking to you guys fairly soon, so I think that's for them to answer rather than myself to get caught up in it. I'm big on open door policy. I'm big on an open line of communication with my players. I always have been, no matter what the subject is, and I will continue to do so. And I think that I always try and help the players in a way that to make them feel as comfortable as possible. If they have a view and opinion or they want to have a say, then they can, and I'll support that.
In the meantime, Carla Ward has selected a 23 player squad for the upcoming FIFA Women's World Cup European qualifiers against France and the Netherlands, and it includes three Donegal players. Amber Barrett, Tyler Toland and Anna Patton have all been included for the games at the start of next month. Megan Connolly, goalkeeper Courtney Brosnan and Leanne Kiernan are all back in contention, having recovered from injury. Ireland begin their campaign against France on March 3rd before facing the Netherlands 4 days later. In colleges women's soccer, ATU Donegal are through to the semi-finals of the CUFL Regan Cup. They had a comfortable 11-0 victory over University Ulster McGee this afternoon at the Indanlon Sports Ground. The Lochry sisters from Buncrana chipped in with six of those goals as Kerry and Jodie hit three each, and Cody Walsh also stepped up with another hat-trick. Ellie Long and Catchlin Doherty were also on the score sheet. Breed McGinty's side will play TUS Midwest in the semi-final next week. Cross-channel football, Arsenal have secured the services of winger Bukayo Saka until at least 2031. The England star has signed a new 5-year deal with the Gunners and is now the club's best paid player, earning upwards of €340,000 a week. Saka has scored 7 goals in 33 appearances for the club across all competitions this season. The Champions League knockout phase gets underway tonight with the first legs in the playoff round down for decision. The pick of the ties is the meeting of Real Madrid and Benfica, who are managed by former Real boss Jose Mourinho. The Portuguese club qualified for the playoff round courtesy of a dramatic win over tonight's opponents last month. Kickoff in Lisbon is at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Dortmund face Atalanta and Monaco take on last year's winners PSG. The early game, which has just kicked off, is between Galatasaray and Juventus. In Scotland, Dundee United will hope to avoid a Scottish Cup upset tonight. The Premiership club hosts League Two side Spartans at Tannadice. The winners will face Falkirk in the quarterfinals of the competition. And there's also games in the Irish Premiership. There's 3 of them. Ballymena United are home to Crusaders. Dungannon Swifts play Linfield. And Portadown will play Cliftonville. Those matches start at 7:45. In rugby, Henry Pollock will earn a first start for England in their Six Nations clash with Ireland at Twickenham on Saturday. The Northampton Saints youngster has been named in the back row in his 8th international appearance. Captain Mauro Itoje earns his 100th cap in the second row, while Henry Orendel starts in the wing, having been cleared to play by a disciplinary committee earlier. The Ireland team will be named on Thursday. In cricket, heavy rain has finished off the chances of both Ireland and Australia at the T20 World Cup. Ireland's 4th group match against Zimbabwe had to be abandoned without a ball being bowled. It means that Zimbabwe advanced to the Super 8s, with Australia and Ireland getting eliminated by virtue of points being shared. And finally, in snooker, Mark Allen's through to round 2 of the Players' Championship in Telford this afternoon. The Ulster man beat China's Ye Zi 6-3 to progress. And that's it from the Sports Desk for today here in Highland. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news. Ryan.
Thanks, Oisin. Gardaí are investigating a number of house break-ins in the county last week. 2 houses were broken into at Woodlawn Stranorler between 9 on Wednesday morning last and 6 p.m. the following evening. Cash and jewellery were stolen. Meanwhile, 2 neighbouring houses were broken into at Ardskin Heights in Donegal Town between 3 and 8 p.m. on Wednesday, but nothing was taken. On today's Greg Hughes show, Garda Grainne Doherty offered this advice to householders.
Whether you're at home or going out, turn on lights inside and outside. Outside's extremely important, especially around the rear. Like, these burglaries all occurred at the rears of these properties. You know, make sure that the area is well lit up. Use timer switches. Lock all doors and windows. Use an alarm. Store keys away from windows. Don't keep large amounts of cash or jewellery in your house. And if you ever see any type of suspicious activity or vehicles or people in your area, please contact Gardaí immediately, just there and then. Contact us so a car can be dispatched. Photographs of jewellery, particularly any antique jewellery or any jewellery of substantial value, take a photograph of them. I know in one of the burglaries mentioned here, there was jewellery stolen, and we're still trying to establish exactly which pieces were stolen. It's a good idea when people are listening now today, do it today. Do keep it safe in your house if possible, and keep it in a hidden location if you have large amounts of jewellery or anything of value that you want to keep secured. Yep.
70% of people feel they spend too much time on their phone. That's according to a new survey by Deloitte, which found almost a quarter of people have set screen limits on their devices in the last year. 82% of those surveyed say they check their smartphone at least 10 times per day, while over a third say they check their phones at least 50 times per day. Deloitte Ireland partner John Keogh says digital fatigue is increasing.
If you think about it, our phone pretty much encompasses everything from our lives. It's evolved from just taking calls and sending text messages to using it to manage our health tracking, shopping, paying for goods and services, loyalty cards, emails, internet, diary, notifications then from all our individual apps, etc., all bombarding us throughout the whole day.
And the weather remaining cloudy and dry this evening, all in light to moderate easterly winds. It'll be generally dry and cloudy to start the night. However, outbreaks of rain and drizzle will develop overnight towards dawn, possibly falling as sleet or snow at times, especially over higher ground. Lows of 0 to 3 degrees. Moderate southeasterly winds will strengthen fresh to strong and gusty overnight with gales along the coast. Wet and breezy to start tomorrow with widespread outbreaks of rain and drizzle, possibly falling as sleet or snow for a time, especially on high grounds. Highs of 2 to 6 degrees, moderate to fresh southeasterly winds will be strong near the coast. A look back at today's main stories. Donegal has been allocated €69 million of funding for projects and maintenance of the roads network. €46 million will go towards regional roads, while the remaining €23 million will go for new projects and maintenance of that national roads. The national roads allocation also includes almost €2.5 million in dedicated funding for the Donegal 10T project, which incorporates the Twin Towns Bypass, the Bonagie Link and the Letterkenny Manor Cunningham Road. Junior Minister Charlie McConlogue is hopeful that the 10T can go to planning shortly, and he says today's allocations will fund the preparation work necessary to make that happen. The Department of Education is pausing the review into SNA allocations. In the Dáil this afternoon, the Taoiseach acknowledged that schools are set to lose multiple SNAs in September as a result of a review, and that change should be implemented gradually rather than all in one go. Micheál Martin was responding to Donegal TD Charles Ward, who told the Dáil under a previous model, SNA supports were allocated based on a school's specific care needs. Now, he says a revised National Council for Special Education review process is using a much broader needs assessment. Using the example of Scoil I Rua August Nuala in Donegal Town, which is set to lose 2.5 SNAs, Deputy Ward said the model doesn't work particularly in rural counties like Donegal. The Donegal Cancer Flights and Services Committee has secured a meeting with Transport Minister Darragh O'Brien over the loss of the midday Dublin connection. The group has been campaigning for more than 2 weeks and has gathered over 16,000 digital signatures on a petition, with additional physical signatures collected at a recent Donegal versus Mayo GAA game. Representatives will meet the minister next Tuesday at 1:15 at Leinster House. And Donegal and the border could lose out in funding for major projects as a result of an EU reclassification of the region's economic status. The EU has upgraded the status of the West and Northwest to more developed, meaning that the amount of EU funding for major projects now falls from 60% to between 40 and 50%. The reclassification follows the release of new figures showing the GDP in the region has risen to 104% of the EU average. Councillor Jack Murray, chair of the Border Strategic Planning Area, says this figure hides a stark disparity within the region. That's all for the newsroom for now. You can keep up to date with all the latest stories on our website, highlandradio.com. Our next bulletin will be at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 17th of February. The death has occurred of Pamela Pam Carr, née Nottle, Tunban Fanad, formerly of St. Bruard, Bodmin, Cornwall, UK. Pam's remains will arrive at St. Mary's Church, Fanavolti, Fanet, at 7 o'clock this evening to repose overnight, with rosary at 9. A funeral service will take place tomorrow at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Odyssey Donal Patients Comfort Fund, care of McAteer Funeral Directors. The Mass will be recorded and shared via the McAteer Funeral Director Facebook page later on Wednesday. The death has occurred of Margaret Martin, Bunnington, Glenvar. Margaret's remains will repose at her residence in Glenvar from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral arriving at St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenvar, on Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock for Requiem Mass, followed by burial in Glenvar Cemetery. Rosary both evenings at 9 p.m. All inquiries, please, to Dunleavy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Sally McGrory, née McCollum, Newtown Rathmullen, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 in St. Catherine's Church, Auchterlinn, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Archview Lodge Nursing Home Residence Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Paddy Mullen, 22 Woodbrook Village, Oma, formerly of Church Street, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Plumbridge, at 11. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. And the death has occurred of Joe McGrath, Spinogue, Burt. Joe's remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to St. Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.